Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this, the fourth Sunday of Advent. We made it. My only announcement this morning is to remind you all of the opportunities we have this week to gather, to pray, and to sing as we welcome the Christ child. 4 p.m. today, we have lessons and carols, an incredible service that will help us move from Advent to Christmas. And then on Christmas Eve, Wednesday, we have a 4 p.m. family service, a 7 p.m. jazz service, and a 10 p.m. choral Eucharist. And if you still have energy after that, we will also gather Christmas morning at 10 a.m. And that, mercifully, is it. Please stand. From the Christ who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace be with you.
Holy One, holy One, holy One. We light one candle for love.
Because the world is broken and the wait is long, but love never ends.
Love faithfully goes about the work of casting out fear, speaking truth, healing the deepest wounds, crossing the divide from this world to the next and back again.
Here I am, the servant of the Lord.
So we light one candle, because it only takes one. Christ with us. Amen.
Here I am, the servant of the Lord.
So we light one candle, because it only takes one. Christ with us. Amen.
Heavenly Father, who chose the Virgin Mary, full of grace, to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, now fill us with your grace, that we in all things may embrace your will and with her rejoice in your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread of will be deserted." The word of the Lord.
Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim.
In the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come to help us.
Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angered despite the prayers of your people?
You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink.
You have made us the derision of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh us to scorn.
Restore us, O God of hosts, Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life that we may call upon your name.
With you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous person and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your spouse, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his spouse, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and named him Jesus. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. I have had a pretty good week. A better week than I was anticipating. And it is in no small part because I spent part of this week getting to know Joseph a little better. I don't think it will surprise many of you to know that I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about Joseph. He is important, of course, but I mean, compared to Mary, there really isn't much competition. Mary, full of grace, mother of God, specially chosen to bear the light of the world. Mary, who says yes immediately, never doubting the promises that God has made. Mary, who sings the wonders God has done and knows that the time is coming when the hungry will be fed and all people will know God's justice and mercy. So compared to Mary, Joseph doesn't get much of a look in because Joseph doesn't get it right away. And while Mary sings God's praises, Joseph doesn't utter a single word. Tradition has not helped us because many of us were taught that Joseph was much, much older than Mary. So it became easy to assume that he wasn't even around that long. It's easy to miss that Joseph was much more than just the guy Mary was engaged to. That he was also specially chosen by God. That Jesus is the son of David because Joseph is a son of David, and that just like Mary, Joseph had qualities that God wanted for Jesus. I think we hear some of those qualities in this morning's gospel, because while Joseph doesn't speak, he embodies the very love, the calm, quiet peace, the mercy that God has promised, all while being painfully, epically wrong. And so I wonder if Joseph had qualities that God wants for us as well. We are just a few days from Christmas now, and I asked a few people how their preparations are going. Some folks are ready. Most of us are not. December has been unbelievably busy, and we have arrived at that part of the season where it can feel like the wheels are coming off the track. This is the time when we have to admit that all the plans we made back in October are not all going to happen. It's time to pick and choose the baking or the cleaning, that Christmas lunch with friends or helping the neighbor get their groceries. This is the time when regrets start to come in, because Aunt Joan is just too sick and she isn't going to make it to Christmas dinner after all. And the roads are not in great shape, so the grandkids cancel at the last minute. This is the time when people feel a little overwhelmed, a little disappointed that the holidays may not go according to plan. And suddenly we find ourselves empathizing with the Grinch at the beginning of the movie. So it is now. It is now that we need to hear about Joseph. Because I am confident that Joseph felt pretty overwhelmed, more than slightly disappointed, that his carefully made plans were ruined when Mary shared her news. We cannot know how that conversation went, how Joseph reacted when Mary walked in and told him that she was pregnant. But we do know that Joseph did not believe that Mary's child was from God. We do know that he decided to leave. And if we are being fair, we can understand this reaction. Mary's story about an angel and becoming pregnant by the Holy Spirit, carrying the Messiah, might well have sounded more like the strangest lie than the answer to centuries of prayer. And I think we would understand if Joseph had been upset. Most of us would react badly to this kind of news. And Joseph has a lot of power here. He could turn Mary into a spectacle. He could make life very hard for her, and would all have been considered above board, nothing more than she deserved, and well within his rights under the law. But Joseph doesn't do that. Even while believing the worst about Mary, Joseph chooses to leave her quietly. He doesn't believe her story. He cannot stay. But Joseph plans to leave in the way that gives Mary the most options, in the way that keeps her as safe as possible. And that is worth remembering. That is worth repeating over and over. In these last few days before Christmas, when things can start to feel a little frantic, when to-do lists are still quite long and tempers are short, when we might well feel justified being a little terse with the person who takes the last 5 pounds of butter from the store, or letting the person who cuts you off in traffic know exactly how you feel about their driving, when the grief or the loneliness that are also a part of this season might well excuse a lot of harsh words, it is worth remembering Joseph's example when he quietly, calmly, chooses to be gracious when he certainly didn't have to. It is worth remembering that God was with the Holy Family in that moment, that God did not allow Joseph's mistake, his inability to trust Mary, to be the last word. Instead, God sends an angel, a messenger whose words Joseph would believe, assuring Joseph that he will name this holy child. God is with us. God is with us. Ensuring that we too hear words that we can believe. Giving us this example of Joseph, whose actions may feel more familiar than Mary's, whose humanity is on full display both in his limitations and in his love, reminding us that God does not allow our sharp words or boiled over frustration to be the last word either, and that there is a better way to live than moving from crisis to crisis. God continues to invite us into deeper relationship, offering us that peace, that love that sustained Joseph and allowed him to become that safe place for God's own son. Amen. Let us stand and confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God. Please assume a posture of prayer.
Let us pray. Please join in. Make them pregnant with your new life, for nothing is impossible with you, O God. Angel sender, you ask a woman child to be the mother of God, and a carpenter to shelter her from ridicule and to parent her child. Your angel told them not to be afraid, and they consented to do your will. As you did with Mary and Joseph, you asked of us the unimaginable. You pull us outside of your comfort zones, but you do not leave us there alone. Holy Spirit, come upon us, make us pregnant with your new life. For nothing is impossible with you, O God. We pray for the Church Universal, that we may be your willing servants, singing your praise and doing your will. We pray for leaders and followers in all faiths and traditions to seek the common good and use our gifts of faith to cherish the earth and all its peoples and creatures. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Make us pregnant with your new life, for nothing is impossible with you, O God. You who knock mighty ones from their high places, we pray for leaders of nations and movements, and for those with great influence or power. We are afraid of those blinded to the needs of humanity by their drive for domination. We fear those who make war. May your divine reversal elevate the humble and deprived. Bring peace in our time. Holy Spirit, come upon them. Make them pregnant with your new life. For nothing is impossible with you, O God. Creator, we pray for the world so scarred and disordered by our unchecked appetites. We have exploited the earth to the brink of destruction to satisfy our appetite for oil and critical minerals. We have polluted our waterways and eradicated species of every type of creature. Give us the will and the means to protect and restore our home, this beautiful planet. Holy Spirit, come upon us, make us pregnant with your new life. For nothing is impossible with you, O God. You who fill the hungry with good things, we pray for our community and our parish. The hunger is great, not only for food, but for homes and opportunities, for acceptance and belonging, for the chance to contribute in meaningful ways. We hold our holy hungers before your grace. Holy Spirit, come upon us, make us pregnant with your new life, for nothing is impossible with you, O God. Merciful One, give relief and comfort to all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. For those who have asked for our prayers, we pray. Joan, Brian, Rose, Beverly, Charles, Cheryl, Terry, Mary, Rowan, the Guy family, Lloyd, Steve, Amy, and family, Michael and Samantha, Solomon and family. For those on our hearts, especially those for whom peace and joy seem impossible, for those whose sorrows are known only by you, Holy Spirit, come upon them, make them pregnant with your new life, for nothing is impossible with you, O God. We remember those who have died, and we pray for those close to death, and all who mourn, near or far. Holy Spirit, come upon us, receive them into your new life, for nothing is impossible with you, O God. Holy is your name, O God. You take what is dry and barren and turn it into newness and life. You turn our expectations and conventions upside down and shower mercy upon us. May your creative spirit find a home in us. May we say yes to you. We rejoice in you, tiny child, holy mother, and savior. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repentant. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious God, by the power of the Spirit, who sanctified the mother of your Son, make holy all we offer you this day. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who in the fullness of time came among us in our flesh and opened to us the way of salvation. Now we watch for the day when he will come again in power and great triumph to judge this world, that we without shame or fear may rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with the angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine, We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of promise, you prepared a banquet for us in your kingdom. Gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Mercy.
Let us pray. Faithful God, in this sacrament we receive the promise of salvation. May we, like the Virgin Mary, be obedient to your will. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Be steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'll send out the lesson in here of the prayer.